U.S. government, their neo-colonial European allies, and the corporate media have been lying to us about Libya. Every day, we are told that they are bombing Libya to save Libya, that this military intervention is a humanitarian mission.
Sasha is a student organizer for ANSWER at City University of New York. The U.S. intervention in Libya, she said, is facing growing domestic opposition as the nation faces economic decline, growing unemployment, and crippling budget cuts. In L.A., San Francisco, and Chicago, the tour faced some disruption by anti-Qaddafi protesters, but ANSWER National Coordinator Brian Baker is unfazed by their main argument.
The argument that resonates everywhere in the corporate media that if the United Nations hadn't authorized this bombing campaign, there would have been a massacre in Benghazi, and that's why it was necessary. Let's just assume it's true. Would that be the reason that the United States government, the greatest enslaver of Africa, or the British and French governments, the greatest colonizers of Africa, would have gone to war to save the people in Libya or any part of Africa, when we know that for 400 years, these are the same forces that have pillaged and plundered Africa?
Former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark reminded the audience that the West has been trying to eliminate Gaddafi for decades.
We've been on their case since Gaddafi first took the leadership there because he replaced our agent, so to speak. And one early morning, it was about 1 a.m. in 1986, planes hit downtown, killed hundreds of people. Aircraft fiercely bombed Benghazi at the same time. With the surprise attack, the first wave was an assassination attempt. It failed. It wasn't the first. It wasn't the last before this time.
On Friday, Foreign Policy magazine made a stunning revelation coming from U.S. Admiral Samuel Locklear, head of NATO Joint Operations. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney.
A U.S. admiral admitted that the NATO mission was to kill Muammar Gaddafi. Now, what gives Barack Obama the right to target and kill somebody? It's against international law and it's against U.S. law.
Moreover, said McKinney, the leaders of the rebels seem to be handpicked by the U.S. government.
One of their leaders, Haftar, was sent back to Libya after having spent 20-some-odd years in the city that's just next to Langley, Virginia. And you know, Langley is the headquarters of the CIA. And there has been an acknowledgement among the ranks of the rebels of this Al-Qaeda connection.
According to Brian Baker, Washington's strategy of regime change in Libya was made clear during a recent meeting of the rebel leaders in Washington organized by the Harbor Group.
The meeting was attended by ConocoPhillips, Chevron, ExxonMobil. I mean, we can see that this grouping, whatever its different shades are, it's acceptable to the Western oil companies, to NATO, because they know that if Gaddafi goes, the next regime will be a puppet regime of these same forces.
And while the Nation of Islam supported Barack Obama for president in 2008, Akbar Muhammad had this warning.
We cannot give him another term if this is the way he's thinking about Africa and the black world.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.